Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Today I want to talk about managing your client projects and client expectations. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had somebody come to you and say, "Hey, I'd love to sit down and have lunch with you. You got some time?" Usually what they're saying is, "Hey, I know you're busy, but I want to be able to sit down and pay $7 to pick your brain rather than $100, $250, or $1,000 to get coaching from you." And there's a big difference between somebody who wants to pick your brain and somebody who wants to sit down and have a conversation about how they can work with you together. So what I want to do is kind of outline, first and foremost, how you can manage this process. And I'm going to give you 5 steps that's going to help you get through it. So the first one is to understand the project scope. I get this all the time. Clients call and say, "Hey, it's a simple little project. Can you help me out? And I've only got a budget of X." Okay. Well, before you say yes, make sure that you dig in to find out what exactly is going to happen. A clear example of this is one of my clients. I've been working on this website for a long time, turned out to be a custom-coded WordPress website. And embedded in this is a bulletin board directory and something that allows people to post and sell products. And all of that was custom-coded. So one of the problems is I looked at it, but I never got behind the scenes. And I never realized how complex it was. So I ended up having to bring somebody in afterwards and say, "Look, this is beyond the scope of what we originally talked about." And that was transferring website A to another server so that it would work properly and you could make the changes that you need. Once I had to bring in a third party who was a PHP programmer who had to recode an entire portion of the site and bring it up to date from 2006 to 2017, the project took on a life of its own. So understand the scope and make sure you define it up front. A lot of companies send out RFPs, which are requests for proposals. And I don't touch those with a 10-foot pole. There's 2 reasons why. Number one, 9 times out of 10, they're just looking for the lowest price. They're not looking for the best quality of service. The second thing is that in order to really quote a project, you need to understand a lot more of the history and the depth and the time it takes to go through all of that discovery up front, plus write a proposal where somebody else may get that proposal and just basically undercut you and then they get the work is not worth the time. So, best thing to do is sit down and have a conversation with somebody and say, "What exactly are you looking to accomplish and how can I help you?" The second piece of this is once you've agreed upon the fact that you're going to work on the project, this is what I do. I bill them up front. I send them an email with a bill that says, "Okay, here is what I'm going to do. It's going to take X amount of hours to do this, X amount of hours to do this, X amount of hours to do this. Here's the cost per hour." And it lays out everything in a nice, neat package. So when your client comes back to you and says, "Hey, well, it didn't include this, it didn't include this," it's like it's not in the invoice. The other thing that you want to make sure that you do when you're billing up front is get a portion of it up front, meaning you're either going to get a third or half before you start, because you could spend a lot of time spinning your wheels and not get paid a penny. So by putting it into an invoice, it's going to be super clear to these people that A, you're serious, B, you've defined what the project is, and C, they got to put their money where their mouth is. Next is where we get into the actual work, and this is part three. So as you're working on the project, make sure that you're getting emails from a client, because emails are trackable as you go along. If you're doing phone calls and taking notes, that's fine. Then put it into an email and send it to them and ask them to acknowledge back. So email is a very trackable source of expectations. An example of this is one of my clients in a project that we're working with wanted to simply move another piece of a product away from one web server to another web server. Now, I looked at that going, okay, based on what I know, that's not going to be as simple as it looks. Where somebody else on the project said, oh, it's really easy. And I went, okay. So we got on the phone and we started talking about it. And I said, yeah, maybe really easy, but we can run into problem A. It could be old code. Problem B, it may interfere with the current website. Problem C, and on and on and on. And I said, okay, let's do this. Let's talk about this a little later. I'll explain that as step number five. So, email is a great way to track everything as you're going through the process and making sure that everybody agrees on what's going on, what's happening, what the steps are, what's going to be fixed and corrected, and which is something that maybe is an addition to this or changing the scope creep of the project. The next piece of the puzzle, number four, could be put to number one, could be put to number two, three, five, whatever. Clear, concise communication is key. You want to make sure that you're speaking in the language of your client. So for example, the client I mentioned with the website where we're going to make that simple transfer, he's not technical. So when I sit down and say, hey, you know, we may have to custom code the SQL because there's a possibility that PHP is not going to be compliant with the current code that you have on the current server. And once we move this over, it's going to be really complex. They're going to look at you with a blank stare or stare at the email. So make sure you, I hate to say dumb it down, but just put it in terms that they can understand. So say to them, because this is custom code, there may be some unforeseen circumstances that are going to take us longer than expected, which means that we need to put this compartmentally into another project. So make sure your communication is clear, concise, and to the level of the person that you're talking to. And then the final piece of this is set completion expectations. I am going to deliver A, and I'm going to deliver it by such and such date. Now, the fact that somebody wanted to add something or move an additional thing, I said, okay, that's going to be phase two. So you define phase one, you define phase two, you define phase three. You say, here's the end of this part of the project, here's another piece to this. I always try to break projects into phases because customers can handle smaller chunks. Anytime I've taken on these huge projects, I've shot myself in the foot. So, let me go through those one more time. Number one, set the project scope. Number two, bill up front. Number three, use email to track everything. Number four, make sure your communications are clear. And number five, set completions. So hopefully this gave you a good idea about managing project expectations. If you want more ideas like this, check out my weekly mastermind at baconcoach.com/BWM. It's part mastermind, part accountability. More importantly, you're going to learn new stuff.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.